known for something known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cue.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today. RBN
today. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Kicking off the week on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to you via mobile phone on your text protocol, if you will. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what sets Civil Dispatch apart from the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden, based solely on your locale. Which, what they're going to do is they're going to tell you about all things man-made and Mother Nature that you can't possibly imagine, that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, gun-free zone, killing, like in a hospital, flash flood, tornado, earthquake, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Dateline, District of Columbia, this past Saturday. The sun rose. A federal judge has overturned the city's total ban on residents being allowed to carry firearms outside their home. This has been a long time coming. Supreme Court said the Supreme Court 2008 decision should have already decided that, but of course, where Democrats and gun grabbers are concerned, there's nothing you can't go around. Judge Frederick Scullin Jr. wrote in his ruling in Palmer versus District of Columbia that the right to bear arms extends outside the home. Therefore, gun control laws in the nation's capital are unconstitutional. Alan Gura was the lead attorney for the Second Amendment Foundation backed lawsuit. Said we won. No kidding. He expects the district to appeal the decision, but added we're very happy to keep the fight going. It is, I expect them to appeal the decision. They're looking for a stay in it right now, but I don't think they're going to get it, but we'll see. This is pretty definitive. Judge Scullin extensively referenced the Supreme Court decisions of Heller and McDonald to concluding there is no longer any basis on which this court can conclude that the District of Columbia's total ban on the public carrying of ready-to-use handguns outside the home is constitutional under any level of scrutiny. Summarily, immediately, the court ordered the city to now allow residents from the district and other states to carry weapons within its boundaries. He wrote that the court enjoins defendants from enforcing the home limitations of D.C. firearms laws unless and until such times as the District of Columbia adopts a licensing mechanism consistent with constitutional standards enabling people to exercise their Second Amendment right to bear arms. And Police Chief Kathy L. Lanier has already put out the order. the police chief has told her police officers to no longer arrest people in D.C. with a registered handgun carrying it, and to not arrest people from outside of D.C. with a concealed carry permit, period. George Lyon is one of the plaintiffs in the Palmer case. I am gratified that after a long wait, our right to protect ourselves and our families has been vindicated, Lyon, a lawyer, said Saturday. You know, one thing that goes unsaid in these cases, for some reason, so I'll say it, how many people died in Washington, D.C. because they couldn't carry a gun? How many people have been mugged in D.C. because they couldn't carry a gun? How many people in D.C. have been raped because they couldn't carry a gun? How many women, for that, you know, have been raped because they couldn't carry a gun? How many deaths can we attribute to the D.C. gun ban, which has now been overturned twice? And the people that impose these laws, they're right now, you know, they're sitting around all upset. But they got blood on their hands. And nobody's calling them out on it. And it will not be, you know, D.C. has all of these censors. I'm almost certain in the federal government that they're not going to allow guns in there. But what about this? We had a businessman from South Carolina the other day who got stopped at an airport because he had a gun in his briefcase and he got arrested for that. Is that case going to be dropped? What about the guy who got arrested and convicted for having lumps of lead from the Civil War in his house? What about that guy? Is his case going to be dropped? Is he going to be exonerated? What about First Lieutenant Augustine Kim, who got lost driving around looking for a VA hospital, who had his guns held for two, three years? Can he sue D.C. now? Mayor Vincent Gray of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, a Democrat, has been urged to swiftly enact a concealed carry law that protects the rights of law-abiding citizens to protect themselves. For some reason, they have ignored any request for comment. Oh, gosh. We're not going to have... It's not going to be like the Wild West. District of Columbia, for all of you, anybody that might be listening in the district right now, you're not going to get into gunfights over who cut in line at Starbucks or who took your parking space or who got the last Xbox One. That's not going to happen. Any of you out there in the district who consider themselves to be responsible gun owners, don't worry about the rest of them, because they are also responsible gun owners just like yourself. It's a new day in the District of Columbia. Being asked in the chat room about the Taurus 9mm PT-24/7 by Ninja Kodachrome. Not a bad gun. Not my first choice. They do function fairly well. Taurus has a lifetime warranty. I've owned a PT 24/7 Millennium in 45, and I never had any issues with it. I didn't particularly... When I would be holding the gun, I wasn't sitting there going, you know, this is the ultimate gun. But it worked. They're relatively small, too, and they have capacity. So nothing wrong with that, Coda. Why, are you thinking about buying one? They are at a very low price point. I was in pain Friday I was in pain. Saturday I saw this, and I've been laughing ever since then. Just laughing. Gut laughing. This was the last holdout. Illinois has already fallen. All that remained was the District of Columbia. And part of the problem they had was that they claimed they allowed citizens to carry, but they didn't ever issue any permits. And that's been struck down. That's been struck down by a judge. And they're going to try to get a stay. But for right now, de facto, until they get a law in place, it's constitutional carry time in District of Columbia if you have registered your gun. Party time. There may still be a couple of judges that believe in the Constitution. That's good news. That's splendid news. But this is good for them, and it's good for the country. It's good for the country, and congratulations to all parties involved. When we get back, a doctor ignored a gun-free zone sign. Thank goodness. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Recently, there was a gunfight in a psychiatric unit at the Mercy Wellness Center in Darby, Pennsylvania, which is a gun-free zone. Thankfully, Dr. Lee Silverman ignored the signs and carried his legally concealed weapon in with him. And then everything went sideways because 49-year-old patient Richard Plott showed up with his caseworker, 53-year-old Teresa Hunt, went into Dr. Silverman's office for an appointment. Shortly after they got there, there was a big heated argument that broke out. Plots produces a handgun and shoots and kills Teresa Hunt at point-blank range, turns his weapon on Dr. Silverman and creases him in the forehead, and then gets shot multiple times because Dr. Silverman produced a gun. The police department, the police chief, has said that Dr. Silverman probably saved a whole lot of lives. This guy had 39 rounds of ammunition on him in some capacity. They don't say what kind of gun he used. After Ms. Hunt was murdered, Silverman crouched behind his desk to try to avoid being shot. He was able to reach his weapon and, realizing it was a life or death situation, was able to engage the defendant in the exchange of gunfire in a gun-free zone, though one that the patient chose to ignore as well as the doctor. Dr. Silverman, now, okay, plots the shooter, ignored the signs prohibiting weapons because he was violently mentally ill and had decided to kill some people. Dr. Silverman kept his gun because he knew people like plots exist. I have always worried about hospitals because hospitals are one big soft target. They always, at the local hospital around here, the big one, they have security there. I think they have armed security there. But a hospital is like a mall. It's huge. And they can't be everywhere. Like, say, in a psychiatric unit office for an appointment. They're not ubiquitous. They are spread about. Union Police Chief David Molyneux says that without a doubt, he believes the doctor saved lives. Without that firearm, this guy, the patient, could have went out into the hallway and just walked down the offices until he ran out of ammunition. And because Dr. Silverman ignored this ineffective law, police say that lives were saved. Now, never one to miss an opportunity, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence has weighed into this on their Facebook page. And, you know, I first of all, they get caseworker Teresa Hunt's name, and they get it wrong. They call her Barbara. Or maybe that's her middle name. I don't know. Mr. Plotz had been committed 3 times before this, had a lengthy criminal history involving gun, assault, and drug charges, and had been moved out of one residence because of a history of violence. And the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is wondering out loud where he got his gun. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Get off the Bluetooth so I sound better. There we go.
Uh-huh.
I live in the northern suburbs of Philadelphia, probably about 40 plus miles away from the location where this incident occurred.
Yeadon, is that how they pronounce it? Yeadon?
Yeadon. Yeah, it's Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital, I guess it was. And I'm not familiar with the institution or even the area. I believe it was a good, you know, it was pretty down close, I think, to the Delaware border, you know. But I was seeing several of the regional newscasts and national newscasts about this. And what's fascinating about this is it was the press that was so hip on pointing out that the doctor produced, you know, wasn't supposed to have a gun. There's a sign right there that says, you know, no firearms permitted. He was breaking a policy. It seemed like the press initially was trying to vilify the doctor for having a gun.
Yeah,
but fortunately, sanity prevailed, and the hospital administration was made great haste to go right on the air and exonerate him for that infraction and thank him for his actions, to commend him for his actions and say that, you know, explain his condition, that he's recovering well. He apparently was shot in the finger as well as being grazed in the head. Well, the head grazing thing's amazing because 4 inches to the side, and he'd have been dead. Mm-hmm. So the hospital administrators all stood up there on a podium and said, "No problem. We're very glad this man did this. We're grateful. We look forward to having him back." And as you cited, local law enforcement has been affirming. You know, like I said, this is a really great. First words out of my mouth when I heard this story, I thought, "Oh my gosh, Bill Frady's going to have a field day."
Well, you know, that administration can't do anything with this guy. This guy saved the lives of a lot of their colleagues and a lot of their patients, no doubt about it. One thing that the coalition followers, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence followers, are saying is that his gun wasn't enough to save the life of the caseworker. So, are they advocating?
What was he supposed to do? Preemptively shoot the client?
Hi there, welcome to my office. Yes, that's a gun pointed directly in between your eyes. Please have a seat and tell me about your childhood.
Right, right. Well, and actually, one thing that I found was, it's funny, we can't go to the airport without having a proctological exam, but this guy can go to carry a bag. I think he had a bag with him. He had 39 extra rounds of ammunition with him. And, why is this man's bag not inspected? Well, like when the caseworker arrived to go somewhere with this man, why is it not part of the standard operating procedure for the caseworker to inspect his bag before they go anywhere, before they leave before they leave wherever they're leaving?
In the facility you work at, here locally, if you're going into the emergency room, you have all of your stuff inspected, right? But not if you're going into just the general part of the hospital itself. Do you guys have that?
I don't know. I haven't worked in a hospital for a number of years. I did private duty agency at home care. But they were going into like the professional offices building or wing, I don't think they walked in through the main lobby entrance of the hospital or the emergency room entrance. I think they were going, a lot of the hospitals have a separate building or wing for the professional offices, such as a psychiatrist and that sort of thing.
You can't argue with success. The guy saved a lot of lives. I'm glad he ignored it. I'm glad the left doesn't like it. I'm glad the gun grabbers don't like it because, I guess the fact, would it have been better if he died and then dude exited stage left and started going down the hallway and summarily executing anybody he crossed paths with? I guess that would have been better because he broke the rules. He broke the rules and he carried a gun in a gun-free zone.
In a separate recent tragic turn of events here in Philadelphia in the past few days, we had this horrible carjacking where a gun was used to carjack this woman's vehicle. I believe she was shot. These two males carjacked this vehicle and supposedly
Hang on, do the break for me. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Try to relax when my church wants me out of town.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
All right, welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about the psychiatrist in Pennsylvania with Glenn in Philadelphia, who also lives in Pennsylvania. You were saying about the carjacking victim.
Right, right. This is a very, very tragic situation where this woman was carjacked. Now, had she had a gun, perhaps she would have been able to thwart her carjackers. I believe she was injured and possibly shot. I haven't read that whole story. But the carjackers then took the vehicle and about a mile away supposedly lost control of a Chevy Equinox, you know, which is a medium-sized SUV. Well, not a terribly hard vehicle to keep on the road, you know. And they ran into a woman and her three children sitting at a table at a city street corner selling fruit for their church. I believe three children were killed, and the mother was in the hospital, put in the hospital. And, you know, this is just one of these horribly tragic things. They've got all these people putting out, you know, flowers and stuff like that on the corner and stuff. And so here we have a carjacking where we have a situation where a bad man with a gun was thwarted by a good man with a gun at the psychiatrist's office. We have a case where two bad men were not thwarted by someone who then took a car, turned it into a weapon, killed three children, and hospitalized the mother. You know, so, you know, just, it just goes to show the, like, the foolishness of this great anti-gun emphasis. You know, what we need is an anti-car legislation. We need to get these cars off the road because they kill people.
That and doctors.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, and it's just, you know, it's, I look at the car situation and I can't help but think if, you know, if that woman had, you know, rolled down her window, put a couple rounds into the carjacker and then raced off, perhaps those three children would be alive today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to look that up. I want to see the details of that.
My problem,
control of the car.
My problem with a psychiatrist situation is that he didn't finish that job and that blankety blank is recovering in the hospital. That perpetrator.
Well, he stopped the threat, though, and he saved a lot of lives.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yes,
but now it attacks when he gets to help him, you know, get all rehabilitated and cry about what a victim he is and all.
Oh, well, that's horrible.
Yes, he's
you hear the empathy in my voice, don't you?
Yes, that poor man is such a victim. Anyway, all right, Bill, that's all for me.
Yes, sir, thanks. Stay safe.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let me give you the setup here. Psychiatrist in Pennsylvania, at office, ignores gun-free zone signs and carries his gun into office. Violent patient shows up, kills caseworker point blank in front of him, turns gun onto psychiatrist. Psychiatrist produces gun, which he would not have had unless he had ignored the signs in the first place, and stops a guy in his tracks, who then would have been free, had he been unmolested by the doctor, had he been unfired upon by the doctor, to go down the hallway. Now, I you know, we don't know what his plans are, and we're never going to know. Thank goodness. But at the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, on their Facebook page, they've put this thing out there. And let me give you some of the comments, okay? Let me give you some of the comments that their followers are putting out there. It's just well that doctors have to carry guns around. I know we'll be hearing about this one from gun nuts for years to come. But a society in which a doctor shoots patients in his hospital is nothing to be proud of. The doctor did not shoot a patient. He shot an assailant. The assailant had not produced a gun and started killing people in front of the doctor, then very likely he just would have been simply treated. But that is not the way it worked out. He segued from being a patient to an assailant, and then he became a target. Whiner. Here's another. For the gun proponents to jump on this one would be ludicrous. The doctor's gun wasn't enough to save this caseworker. But if we had stricter gun laws, that patient wouldn't have gotten the gun in the first place. Because of weak background checks and non-enforcement of illegal straw purchases, it's too easy to get a hold of a gun, whether legally or illegally. You're just an idiot, aren't you? You're just an idiot. You think dude was a prohibited person already. All the gun laws worked exactly the way they're designed to be. And end of day, they just don't work. Ask people in Santa Barbara. Then we go off into the non sequiturs. The doctor had a gun because he's a Republican. Boing! Here's another. If I recall correctly, the good doctor was carrying in a gun-free facility. Yes, he is alive, possibly because of its subtext, and that's a bad thing. But he should be fired. He alone is responsible for any issues arising from it. And, of course, a mentally ill person absolutely should not have a gun. How did he get it? Should be interesting. He's not going to get fired, though. Not now. Another one. The doctor was clearly aware of the facility's policy regarding guns. He had to be. With all the publicity the issue has received over the last few years, and considering his level of responsibility in the facility, there can be no conclusion other than that he knew the policy. It must also be concluded that he flouted that policy for reason of his own. For purposes of the argument, he broke the law. With regards to the hospital, must now be punished for this transgression. It was grossly irresponsible for him to disregard facility policy, especially in this area, and he should lose his job at the very least. I can just see this guy pulling his hair out while he wrote that. Here's another one. This one is particularly interesting. Well, I guess occasionally a good guy with a gun actually shoots a bad guy with a gun, but it sure seems to be the exception rather than the rule. Statistically speaking, a good guy with a gun turns into a bad guy with a gun and uses it on the rest of us. You guys that own guns, me and you, at any time, we're going to break the law and just snap like the proverbial rubber band and just go on a shooting spree. Anytime. We just haven't run upon the right, preschool daycare center yet. We're those guys. Or a good guy with a gun lets it fall into unqualified hands, or criminal hands, and it is used against the rest of us. The good guy with a gun gets depressed and uses it on himself. We're just unstable, us guys. We're just, I don't even know how we tie our shoes. We have people here that are allegedly members of the same race you and I occupy, the human race, who are basically saying the doctor should have been a victim, and that it would have been better than him surviving the attack. And it would have been better to let this scum walk down the hallway and mow down more innocent people who were just there doing a job just like that poor caseworker. Where is the outrage over that? This hospital policy, and it was a policy, not a state law, somehow or other, for them, it trumps the basic human right of self-defense. What kind of sick, twisted individuals would rather have corpses sitting in a waiting room at a hospital than have one guy step up and stop the threat dead in its tracks? What kind of moral rot do they have to have festering in their souls where they think that is a smoking hot idea? He had a gun. He's a Republican. You probably won't go to him. I understand that. But you gun grabbers, especially you Coalition to Stop Gun Violence Facebook followers, you guys need to seek help. You need to seek help. That doctor, by the way, watched probably somebody he knew get shot point blank and die. And he had no other choice than to fight back. And he was able to fight back. And you should be thanking God he was able to fight back. But no. No, this is a bad thing for you. This is a bad thing because he used a gun. And guns are only designed for killing. Right? Good guys with guns, we're good guys until we turn into bad guys, right? If that were true, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence followers of Facebook, we'd be hunting you down right now. We'd make a reality TV series out of it. We'd call it, Let's Hunt and Kill Followers of the Facebook Page of Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. You get picked up by the Discovery Channel. But that's not true, because you know what? We value your life too. We just don't value your opinion, and we're not down for your particular set of values. You guys are some sick, twisted individuals. You are. You think I'm sick and twisted because I trained to fight back against people, but I don't want to? You think that doctor started the day with a Jimmy Dean sandwich and said, maybe I'll get to kill somebody today? You sick individuals. We'll be right back.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We talked about Maryville, Tennessee, this restaurant that posted a sign that said, lawfully carried handguns are welcome. Well, their business has exploded. And now, posting that sign has become trendy in Maryville, Tennessee. Red Eye Printing, the Sevierville company that made the pro-gun sign, is seeing their sign business pick up as other customers are lining up to buy similar signs to generate pro-gun business. The owner of Red Eye is Philip Davis. He says, we are a small fish in a big pond. We're not going to retire off these signs, but the good thing about it is it gets awareness out there for the Second Amendment rights. Signs range from $5 to $20. He said, we've gotten orders for them from a martial arts place, a bakery, a couple of mechanic shops, a lot of small companies. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of the major corporations doing the same thing. in downtown Maryville, there's a martial arts place called Clear Silat's Street Kung Fu and Tai Chi. And they recently ordered a firearms or welcome sign from Mr. Davis. Richard Clear said, "It really caught my attention because there's something I've always done with my classes. But I hadn't really put it out there where it was that kind of a sign in a window that way." Mr. Clear has taught students from the CIA, SWAT, DEA, and military special operations, teaches men and women how to defend themselves against an armed or unarmed attacker at his Maryville studio. The sign, as it is printed, says guns are welcome on the premises. Please keep all weapons holstered unless need arises. In such case, judicious marksmanship is appreciated. When a company tells you that guns are welcome here, what are they telling you? What's the message they're sending out there with that sign on the door? And conversely, when they say that they're banned, they're saying they don't trust you. They're saying that they don't want your business if you got to carry a gun. And if you do carry a gun, then you've got to do something with it if you want to come in here. Where conversely, the signs that, you know, the businesses that post a sign saying guns welcome, they're saying, we trust you. We value your business and we respect your right to defend yourselves. Now, in the case of the welcoming signs, how can you not feel empowered going in there? Wouldn't you develop a sense of loyalty to a company that was willing to go that far? And what about the ones that would keep you from doing that? What about the ones that would ban you, bar you, from prohibit you from coming in? What does that say? Now, in Massachusetts, they're considering a law, although it may end up gutted or dropped, where the final harbinger of whether or not you have a right to defend yourself with a shotgun or a rifle would depend on the state of mind of the chief of police. And stepping up to the plate to weigh in on it is Boston Police Commissioner William Evans, where he told Boston Public Radio, which is WGBH, that residents of Boston do not need shotguns or rifles. He said that Wednesday of last week on Boston Public Radio in response to the Massachusetts State Senator Stan Rosenberg's position that there are already sufficient controls on long guns at the federal level, giving no need for new state laws that grant police additional powers to deny ownership to citizens. Evans responded on radio, "I don't agree with that. Having long guns, rifles and shotguns, especially here in the city of Boston, I think we should have, as the local authority, some say in the matter, and the federal government doesn't allow us to have the discretion that we want in these particular cases. For the most part, nobody in the city needs a shotgun. Nobody needs a rifle." This guy, more than anybody else, should know better than that. He was running in the marathon and passed by where the first bomb went off. He was already done with his part of the race when the first bomb went off. And he noticed as he was running by that the bomb squad was deployed there. And the bomb squad didn't catch the Sarnia brothers. Then the Sarnia brothers, with one gun, locked down a city. And then all the paramilitary pukes out there that got to play and put on their stuff and ride in the cool armored cars and everything, they went down and rousted every citizen, searched every nook and cranny in Watertown, except for where the younger Sarnia brother was hiding, somehow, some way. And the police chiefs want to be the ones that decide whether or not you have a Second Amendment right. good people of Massachusetts. I know most of you listening to me think I'm a fringe dude who thinks that there should be guns everywhere and five-year-olds should be packing and all this stuff. That's not the case, but, you know, listen to me very carefully. Your House, your legislature voted to give police these powers. Your Senate has stripped this section out of the bill. They're going to try to put it together in a conference committee. And that dispute could kill this bill altogether, but that's a good thing. Okay? Your police can't protect you. They want to. They really want to. But you're subject to the same 11.11 minutes as everybody else. That's the average response time. How many of you were cowering in your houses when the brothers Tsarnaev and you know, nobody knew how well they were armed or what their capability was. When they were free and running around out there, how many of you were cowering in your house, fearful for your lives because you didn't know what was out there and you didn't have any means to defend yourself? You probably felt a lot like the people in New Jersey and New York after Hurricane Sandy. You know, those people, when the police withdrew, which was definitely not the case in Watertown, but when the police withdrew during Hurricane Sandy, everybody was raiding little Tommy's Little League baseball supplies looking for a ball bat because that's all they're allowed to have. Standing there with a trash can lid to ward off blows. If it hadn't been so tragic, it would have been comedic. And you've got police who are, your police are charged with one thing, and that's to keep the peace. That's what they're there for. That's what they do. And they're not going to stop any crime. Statistically speaking, they're not going to stop crime. They're going to investigate and solve crime, but crime will be committed. And the very best thing, you know, you've already got to go through a bunch of licensing and everything else. Your rights are already severely restricted. The last thing you need is for some political appointee to be the one that makes the decision whether or not you get to have one or not. You were born with the right. Your police chief wasn't born with the right to prohibit you from exercising that right. I'd like to see it die. And, you know, there's always, this is the problem with gun grabbers. They're always somewhere doing something. So while we're sitting around, you know, passing out the party hats and the confetti's dropping in Washington, D.C., we got this going on in Massachusetts. Wouldn't it be nice to wake up one day and realize that, well, for me, I could just change the whole show. Everything would be geared towards training and new products and gear and all this other stuff. I would have to talk about these morons all the time. Let's flip into the next hour. When we get back, how long is it going to be before the government thinks everybody is a terrorist? Chew on that. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.